listening to The Ourchive,
our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time.
Hola y bienvenidos al Ourchive. Conmigo mismo dibujo y mi amigo John.
Hola.
Hola. Let me look up the next thing.
Next line.
This is an episode about, this might be my favorite cuisine.
Cuisine. Le cuisine, right?
Yeah, sure. Amy, are you
just
trying
got a little French there?
Yeah, that's French. Los cuisine?
Los cuisine.
The
Mexican.
Mexican.
Mexico.
Mexican cuisine.
Mexico.
Mexico. Mexican. Mexican food.
Mexican food.
God, I love it.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
I like it very much.
Quite
now,
a bit.
Before we get crazy here. I know that certain people listening to this are going to be like, oh, Drew, you think you like Mexican food, but you like Mexican-American food.
Oh.
You like Tex-Mex. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to argue with that. Fair enough. I don't know that I can say I've had truly authentic Mexican food. Who can say if they have, unless you've been in Mexico and eaten food there, right?
That would be one way of doing it.
Yeah.
Although, who's to say that what you're eating in Mexico is actually traditional Mexican cuisine?
You
don't know that.
There's no way of knowing.
But just like there are different variations on American cuisine.
Yeah.
You know, there are different kinds of hamburgers. There are different kinds of
good point
steaks or whatever. There's different ways of preparing certain things. I think the same holds true for Mexican cuisine.
Yeah.
So whether or not what we call Tex-Mex or what we think of as that style of cooking, maybe that doesn't represent much of Mexico.
Sure.
But I think it's probably likely that it has become popular in some areas of Mexico.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not, it didn't originate there, or maybe it did originate there. We just ascribe it to Tex-Mex. You know, what I'm saying is, like, there are nuances that are regional, and that there are various combinations of these nuances that make up a cuisine. I don't think there is any one thing that is yes, definitely Mexican or definitely not Mexican.
Tortillas.
Right.
Mexican.
Mexican. Maybe. I mean, who knows? Maybe they originated in San Diego. I don't know. I'm just going to steal all credit from...
Yeah. The fact of the...
San Diego Mex.
The fact of the matter is, what we're talking about here is Mexican food in America.
As understood by America.
Yeah, through America. The lens of the United States of America.
Through the James Beard lens of America.
Yeah, exactly. and I absolutely love it. I love it.
How many times a week could you eat Mexican food?
Oh, I don't know.
Every day?
Probably.
Ah, you should move to Mexico, my friend.
mi
amigo.
You've been there.
I have been there.
It's a starchy cuisine, isn't it? It's sort of starchy.
Sure.
You've got a lot of tortillas.
Is that what makes it starchy? The tortillas?
Isn't it? Beans.
Are those starch?
Rice.
See, I don't even know what qualifies as a starch.
I think it's all starch.
Okay.
All that stuff I listed.
Corn? Is that
corn?
Is that
starch?
Part of Mexican, or is that just an American Mexican?
See, that's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you have corn tortillas.
Right.
And you have corn chips, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that originated. I think it did. Mm. And then you have flour tortillas.
Mm-hmm. Flour, that's a starch, right?
Yeah.
Starchy thing.
Yeah. Why don't we start like this? I'm going to tell you my favorite application of Mexican food.
Okay.
And you can tell me yours.
Okay.
Maybe you don't have one. I don't know.
Maybe I don't.
I have two.
You've already ruined it.
Nothing.
You mean
there's
dos.
Numero uno. Not in rank, but just in the one that I'll describe.
Uh-huh.
Nothing beats a really good salsa.
Huh.
Man, do I love salsa and chips. You're looking at me crazy.
That's your numero uno. That's where you're going
to
start.
I didn't say rank.
Right, no, but I mean, first one that
well,
comes to mind.
Well, let's start. Yeah, let's keep it simple. Nachos with salsa is so good.
Okay.
And you have all sorts of different kinds of salsas. And I don't like the one of the primary ingredients to most Mexican salsas, and that is cilantro. I don't like cilantro at all. It tastes like soap. I'm a super taster.
You're right. If you're talking about cilantro infused soap.
And cilantro in general.
Absolutely right.
It tastes like soap. Now, I just said I'm a super taster.
Yeah, what is that?
That's a person who tastes things at an intensity that others don't.
Okay.
And I don't care what Ashley says. I'm a super taster. And that's why I don't like cilantro. So
I feel like we might need to get some confirmation from some other individuals, some other listeners who may be able to provide some additional context around that claim.
What?
I don't know. There are some super fans out there who can, super fans who can confirm or deny Drew's claim of being a super taster.
But I love salsa, and I like it without cilantro. And I like, there's all sorts of salsas that I've had in my life that I love, man.
Okay.
Now, I'm all for let me backpedal a little. There are salsas out there that are very American. And when I say that, I mean sort of ketchup-based. There's probably ketchup in it.
Okay.
That I actually really enjoy. I can get behind it.
Okay.
But I also do like a more clean, fresh salsa that is made not... Because you have different salsas. You have salsas that are sort of feel like a paste. Not a paste, but have a thicker, viscous consistency, right?
Like a milkshake.
Yeah. Like a milkshake. And then you have salsas that are very chunky and are all about... There isn't really a liquid base to it. There is liquid because it's a result of the flavors and the juices leaching out, right?
The extractions.
Because of the chemical reaction with the acid from the lime.
When a tomato
and an onion and a lime juice
love each other
and
they get together
salt
and
sal,
they jump in a jar
in Mexico. And if you really have to, you can put some cilantro in there, which I don't like to do. But I actually, when I do make salsa, which I have done, and I'm just realizing there's salsa at my house right now. Ashley ate it all,
we should have
there's
been.
Salsa at the house, and I'm going to go home and eat it tonight. Now that I'm talking about it.
Should be eating it right now.
Because salsa gets better the longer it sits. In itself, the longer it percolates and sort of brews and stews and all the things mixed together. Oh,
I thought you said the longer it broods.
Yeah, the longer it broods.
Like your salsa sitting at home just seething over the fact that you're going to eat it.
God. Yeah. I don't want to be eaten. I am the best salsa ever created.
Despite my cilantro.
Despite all the cilantro this woman has put inside of me, I should not be consumed. That's what it's doing. Right. And the more it broods and gets angry, the tastier and spicier it becomes.
Oh, oh.
You know what else you can put in a salsa that makes it tasty is jalapeno.
Yeah.
Give it a little kick.
That will give it a kick. I don't like jalapenos.
Well,
I don't like jalapeno
there are sweet
flavoring.
Jalapenos. Not spicy ones. There are sweet ones.
I know. I still don't like them.
Peppers. You can put peppers in there. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, you know, there are mild salsas and there are hot salsas. I like a hot salsa. I also prefer, I think my number one salsa is homemade, fresh chopped, put it in the fridge with all the ingredients, let it brood, right, for mm-hmm. a while, pull mm-hmm. it out of there, enjoy it with a chip of your choice. Man, do I like it. I love it. It's so good. It feels... It's fresh, clean eating. How about that?
I guess.
You never thought you'd hear that from me.
You're right. I admit I am a little bit surprised by your outburst of passion for salsa.
I love salsa.
I mean, we talked a little bit about salsa in the barbecue episode.
I probably talked about how I make a salsa.
You mentioned, but not in this much detail. Mm. This is interesting. And I also did not know you had such exacting standards for what you will allow or will not allow in your quality salsa. Yeah.
Well, in the one that I make. And uh-huh. This is just, my brother taught me how to make this, and it's how I make it. And it's so simple. I think what I love about it is how simple it is, you know, and it yields such
pure,
a delicious flavor. Because I normally don't like tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Onions, I don't like them cooked. I like them raw. Like I said, cilantro I don't like at all. You know, lime.
Come to think of it, I hate salsa.
Like, think about all these components.
I'm going to go home and throw that jar out on the street.
On their own, each of these components don't do much for me, but put them together and they sing. It's excellent. It's very good.
I don't know if you'll recall, but I'm not a huge salsa fan.
There's lots of salsas out there for you to try.
Yeah, you know, and you're right. And there, I guess I should qualify that statement that I'm not I'm not a fan of what I'm typically offered.
Yeah.
As like standard table salsa.
Typically, people hand.
Typically,
you.
Typically.
The typical salsa that you come into contact with, right?
Yeah, that one.
I'll throw some salsas at you. Not literally, but I'll say some, and you
get
tell
out of
me.
My fridge.
Tell me what your reaction is.
Okay.
So I'll start with the more sort of ketchup-y salsa.
Yeah, not so much.
Okay. So, and in that respect, I'm thinking about the Tostitos brand.
Sort of like your ketchup-y. Store-bought. Yeah. Not so much.
What about the one I described, the fresh salsa? Sort of
better than the more ketchup-y one, mm-hmm. but still not something I'm going to go back to.
What about a salsa verde?
That's the green?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one's okay.
That's an interesting flavor, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think they put tomatillos in there. I could be wrong.
You know what I like about that is it's potent.
It is. It's very
potent.
Part
of my problem with the sort of... Your standard issue salsa, if you will, is that it is entirely too bland for me. You know, like, I mean, even if it's like really fresh tomato and stuff, like I don't like tomatoes by themselves anyway, you know?
Yeah.
So that doesn't really do much for me. And I can tell if something is fresh, I think, but it's still, there's usually not enough
That's
flavor.
Strong enough.
If you've just taken a bunch of vegetables.
Yeah.
And is tomato a vegetable or is it a fruit?
It's taxed as a vegetable, but categorically it is a fruit.
Fruit. Okay. Well, if you're taking a bunch of fruit and or vegetables and just smooshing them up together, that's not going to do much for me.
You're right.
It's not going to do much. I guess I...
You're not letting it brood.
Yeah, you're right. I'm brooding.
It's key, man. You got to put it in the fridge and that there's a chemical reaction that's happening with that citrus.
That's so I just key. I need to let it brood.
Yeah. All like right. For a day.
Is that why I like the verde or the
I don't know.
What's the one the smokier salsa?
Oh yeah.
That's probably my
favorite.
Probably
those are some probably smoked chilies in there and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And in fact, I bet a lot of the spices are smoked as well.
Huh.
Or toasted even. Yeah. You know, because you can kind of like create a more smoky, I think, taste by toasting a lot of the spices that go into a salsa.
Okay.
Or, well, sometimes there aren't a lot of, don't have to be a lot of spices in a salsa. I think what I like about salsa is there's so many varieties.
Sure.
You can have more of a Southwest salsa, and that would probably involve beans even or corn. I don't like corn in salsa. I'm just going to say that. Okay. I don't like corn in salsa. Don't put it in there.
Said it twice.
Yeah.
Dose.
But people like it, I guess. You have chunky salsa. You have watery salsa. You have...
I don't like chunky or watery salsa. Hmm. I want a creamy...
You like the creamy...
Consistent flavor.
The Verde, a lot of time,
yeah,
is...
Yeah,
is
the Verde and the smoky one. Yeah, those two I will gravitate toward more. Okay. I'm more likely to go back to those.
Where are you in spice? How spicy do you like it?
I like spice.
Yeah.
I like spice.
Yeah.
I think...
I'm going to throw some words at you, and you give me a vocal thumbs up or thumbs down. Okay.
That wasn't a thing either.
All right.
Go.
Extra mild.
Skeptical.
Mild.
I'll try it once.
Medium.
That's probably okay.
Hot.
Yeah, past that.
Very hot.
Oh, hell, sure.
Caliente.
What's that?
It's Mexican for hot.
Oh. I'd
muy caliente.
Now, see, when you get up into the extremes,
yeah,
when people start adding...
ghost peppers.
Yeah. At that point, it stops appealing to me because there's no flavor that I can taste.
Agreed. You know?
Agreed. And I don't care about that.
But
can eat it sometimes, sometimes not. But I don't like it. I want flavor. I want bold flavor in everything.
That's a commercial. That's the beginning of a commercial.
I want bold flavor.
I want flavor. I want bold flavor in everything.
Give me bold flavor.
So you get punched.
Wow, that's great.
Bold.
That's bold. Yeah, so it's not so much the heat or the intensity of it. It's how potent is the flavor.
I do like a hot salsa, spicy salsa. I like it.
Okay.
In the same vein as salsa, and this is, I didn't think about this initially when I was going to say my favorites, but guacamole.
Sure.
Man, do I was scared of guacamole as a kid, you know?
Because of the color?
Yeah. I was certain I wouldn't like it, but I love it.
It's great.
It's delicious.
Now there can be, there are less than stellar guacamoles.
Oh yeah, there are.
Now, this is both a point in guacamole's favor and a bit of a negative, but I think, you know, that variance that you're talking about with the salsa, you don't get that so much
it's
with
not
guacamole.
As wide.
Yeah. Usually, you'll either get a disappointing guacamole or you'll get something that's pretty good or, you know, great.
Pretty
but you're
good
not going
to. Great.
The concentration is much smaller, I think.
Yeah.
You know, there's less of a chance to go wrong with guacamole than there is, or maybe not even go wrong, but just be disappointed by guacamole than there is by salsa, I think.
And I think the degree of variation for guacamole is essentially, do you put tomatoes in? Do you put
Yeah,
onions.
You're throw
in.
This thing.
Do you
in
put
there?
Both in? You know, yeah. Like what are the? There's some basic components that you can put in or leave out based on your preferences.
Yeah,
and then also, I think there are some disagreement on the spices you put in to mm-hmm. guacamole, and I really like cumin in guacamole, mm-hmm. But I think a lot of people don't feel that that's authentic or part of a traditional guacamole.
Mm-hmm. They may be right.
Yeah, I think they might be right. I like it though.
I don't know that it matters,
but I like it without it too. So mm-hmm. you know, that's fine by me. The avocado, I think, is what's key.
It always is.
Yeah, don't make it without avocado.
Right. Otherwise, you've
people
got
people laugh you out.
Basically,
of the
just
room.
A bowl of stuff.
It's salsa.
Yeah.
That's what you got.
You got salsa.
Yeah.
Hey man, that's not guacamole. You
yeah,
got salsa
I brought
there.
The guacamole. That looks like salsa. No, man. This is guacamole minus the avocado. You
it's
can't.
New.
What? Yeah. I read about it online. I follow this food blog. It's called minustheessentials.tumblr.com, and they make these great recipes. They just subtract the thing that's pivotal. So this is their non-avocado guacamole.
It's excellent.
This is great.
It's salsa. You're right. Avocado. Let's talk about avocados, because avocados make everything better.
Yeah, there's something magical about avocados.
How do they do that?
I can eat an avocado by itself.
I think
nothing
I have.
Else. Maybe some salt.
Put a little bit of salt on there.
Eat
yeah.
it.
Spoon it. Fork it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Bop you it.
Twist it.
Yeah.
anything. You can put avocado with anything.
Yeah.
It's great.
Agreed. And guacamole, likewise, goes really well with almost any Mexican dish,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. Okay. So guacamole and salsa. I'll kind of group those guys together.
Okay.
Because they're both sort of dipping apparatuses.
Okay.
Apparati. But my other number one is fajitas.
Okay.
You seem...
again, you know, it's...
what's your problem?
Maybe there are some really great fajitas out there.
But you haven't run into them.
I haven't run into them.
It's a unique dish in the Mexican cuisine world, at least as far as I'm concerned. And that's because a lot of Mexican cuisine that you come across in America are things wrapped in tortillas or things melted together, cooked together, you know, like the combination of these flavors and the way that they kind of congeal and mm-hmm. fuse, right?
Which that's a great appetizing word, congeal.
Congeal. Yeah. But it happens.
It does. Yeah.
But the fajita... They give you the pieces, they give you the parts, you know, mm-hmm. and you build your own combination of flavors given what's in front of you.
Right.
And I really enjoy that. And I love...
you like the assembly.
I do. I do. And I have a very... I do have a procedure, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So my favorite ingredients for fajitas are... Chicken. I like the meat to be chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Green peppers. I like to have rice on hand, Mexican rice.
Mm-hmm.
I like to have refried beans on hand. Sour cream, guacamole, and cheese. Like, you know.
Okay.
I don't even know what kind of cheese is traditionally used in these
probably
dishes.
Depends on where you go.
But that's what I like. The shredded cheese, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my... Oh, and tortillas, of course.
You just wrap them in your hands.
Yeah.
So shuffle it into your mouth.
What I like to do is I take...
It's a no tortilla fajita.
I've been on this blog, okay? I've been reading it for months. And I'm really...
It's their Mexican series.
Yeah.
It's really good.
And it was like, oh, God, the timing's perfect because you guys are throwing this great Mexican-themed party. And what I did was I went on there and I just read through these blog posts. I did the no guacamole. Sorry, the no avocado guacamole, and right underneath that was the no tortilla fajita. And I think you're going to be impressed. I think you're going to be really happy.
I hope you cleaned your hands.
Yeah, use your hands. That's what it's for. What I do is I take a tortilla, okay?
Okay.
And I take a spoon.
Okay.
You weren't expecting that. And I spoon up some of that refried bean, and that's my foundation. I spread that, a line of it down the tortilla, the center of the tortilla.
Okay.
Then I take some rice, and I do a line of that down the tortilla.
Okay.
Okay. Then I try to get 4 or 5 pieces of the chicken, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I put that in the middle. Now I take the cheese, I sprinkle that on top. I start to, and then I'll get some guacamole, and mm-hmm. I'll put that in the center as well. Now I fold over one side of the tortilla, okay? And this is where my genius truly comes in. Because I take some sour cream, and I put it on top of that flap that I've just created, right? I've just folded over one side.
Okay.
I'm now spreading sour cream on top of that.
Okay. Not mixed in with the rest of the stuff.
But on top. And then I pull the next flap on top of that, and what happens, it adheres to the tortilla, and now I have a fajita that is sealed and won't fall apart. I can take a bite and set it down. It won't, open up in that unattractive way that it can. I mean, has anyone else thought of this? I don't think so.
I don't think so. Well, yeah, but they're going to try it now.
Now you can try it.
Can you patent that? Patent?
I don't want to take it. I want to share it with the world.
Okay, done.
I'm not in this for money.
Should start a blog.
What do you think of that?
Essential things with essential processes.
Yeah,
that
procedures that go well with eating.
.tumblr.com. That's good. I've never tried that.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand like the, and I adhere to, to the philosophy of using your ingredients as a sealant, right?
Yeah, man.
Like even if I'm making tacos, I will, like soft tacos.
Yeah.
I'll follow a similar pattern where I try to put enough of a base in there that will sort of envelop whatever else I put in there.
Oh yeah.
And then when I squeeze it all together, there'll be some
adhesion.
Adhesion.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the Spanish word for adhesion?
Adhesio.
I don't know. I don't know that I have a single favorite. I guess I've gone in waves.
Okay.
I used to love. I probably my introduction to Mexican-ish food was probably tacos.
Yeah.
And I stuck with those pretty vehemently for a long time.
Okay.
And then it moved on to like burritos, and then I got into more.
What's
like,
your favorite?
I don't know that I have one. You want, like, maybe a current favorite. Well, here, okay, but this is going to be a controversial topic.
All right.
So my favorite, probably, if I have to pick one right now, is fish tacos. Now, the reason it's controversial is that I know some people will say, that's not Mexican. That's like California Mexican.
Okay.
Maybe they're right. However.
But that's within our boundaries.
It is within our boundaries, and I have single-handedly, that's not right. I have verified with my own eyes and mouth and stomach that fish tacos are indeed prepared in Mexico. Yes.
Good.
Which is why, and this goes back to my thing about the territories and the regions. So my only time in Mexico was along the western Mexico coast.
Okay.
The Baja coast, that side of it.
All right.
And I guess there's a lot of, it being close to the ocean, there's a lot of seafood there.
Okay.
So people make do with what's there. They're going to use that seafood for something, right? They're going to put it on their plates.
Yeah.
And so they did, and I ate it. Yeah. I had a lot of shrimp tacos while I was there because I was in a shrimp-rich region, I guess.
Cameroon.
They're very good. Now, I don't expect that somebody in Mexico City, like that shrimp tacos are a big thing in Mexico City.
Cameroon?
Maybe they are. I don't know.
Cameroon. Can you roll your R's?
Cameroon.
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 Cameroon. Cameroon.
That's good. That's good.
Not very good.
You kind of sound like that Dilophosaur. The... I can't even do it. The thing that there you go. Yeah. That's a Dilophosaur at a Mexican restaurant. Yeah. Ordering the camera. So that's my favorite. I love fish tacos, and I love the variants within those too, because you can get them. You can get baked fish. You can get fried fish. You can get different sauces, aiolis. All sorts of stuff. You can get them with a hard shell. You can get them with a soft shell. You can get them with cilantro. You can get them without cilantro. You can have slaw on there with some cabbage. Lots of different things. And I like them pretty much all.
Blah. But I support you in liking them.
Thanks.
But I think it's disgusting.
I have to believe that somewhere out there, there is a fish taco that you would enjoy.
Maybe.
If you let yourself.
Yeah. there is something excellent to the simplicity of tacos.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I love taco night. Do you love taco night?
Yeah, I love taco night.
All you got to do
is make tacos.
I was reading this website. Tacos without the shells.
Shrug.
No, all you got to do is you get some ground beef.
Okay.
Or maybe a ground beef substitute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For those of us who don't eat meat. Bring it on home. Put it in the skillet.
Mm-hmm.
Brown it. And you know what I'm going to let you do? Buy one of those taco seasoning packets.
Oh, yeah.
They're good. Don't get all... What?
They're good. Like, your eyes got really wide as you said that.
Just don't get all wrapped up in authenticity and all this, you know, I want to have a real Mexican.
Right, right.
No. This is tacos. Get the packet. Put in some water. Put in the packet. Stir it up. Mm-hmm. Let it simmer. Let those flavors, those spices infuse the meat. Mm-hmm. And you know what you do next? You're going to make a mistake here, John.
I am?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're gonna
I don't want to make mistakes.
No, I know. You're going to start, once your meat is cooked, you're going to start making everyone tacos. Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Hey, all you guys that came here for taco night, get out.
No. Don't do that either. No.
Oh, wait. Come back.
What you're going to do is you're going to, while that meat is cooking, while it's simmering and all the spices are getting in there, you're going to get out some bowls.
Okay.
In one bowl, you're going to put shredded lettuce.
Okay.
In another bowl, maybe you'll put some diced onions. In another bowl, you're going to put some shredded cheese. You're going to get out the sour cream. You're going to get out the guacamole. Basically, anything and everything that someone might want to put on a taco, you're going to create a buffet line. You're going to get out the taco shells. You're going to get hard shell and soft.
Am I going to get a sneeze guard for the buffet?
Get a sneeze guard.
Awesome. I love sneeze guards.
I think they should be employed more often.
I agree.
In many other situations.
Yeah, interactions. Like on the street.
I've never seen anyone sneeze on a sneeze guard, though.
Which is good.
Maybe they just repel them, like before they happen.
It's like a magnetic reaction. They just push you away.
Sneeze.
They sense it.
So set all that up. Now the meat's ready. And tell everyone it's time to build your tacos. That's fun. That's fun. And people, they like to make their own tacos.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
How great
you
is
there.
That? How simple is that?
It's great. But can you do that with fajitas too? Can't you have a fajita night?
You could. Absolutely.
You could have a burrito night too.
Now, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But taco night is more fun.
It's more fun to say, certainly.
Plus, you can eat like three tacos.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you're eating three burritos.
Most likely not, unless you want to die.
The difference between a burrito and a taco, to me, primarily is size. I mean, obviously, ingredients vary, but
yeah, yeah.
What I feel like Mexican cuisine is really clever in that what you're working with are a stable of ingredients, you know, mm-hmm. and it's just sort of about the form factor, right? Mm-hmm. And different form factors create different experiences. So the taco to me is all about like quick, you know, little mm-hmm. packages of food, you know, and you can eat like three or five tacos yeah. and not feel like a jerk. Right?
But once you get into that sixth taco, man,
you know, then you're feeling
you start
like,
getting
what
sullen.
Am I doing? Why did I do this? Like, I didn't have enough. But burritos to me are, I feel like one burrito is enough.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because they're bigger. But a lot of times, you know, you have beans in a burrito. You have...
There's more... In general, like, everything about a burrito is more substantial
yeah, yeah.
than
bigger tortilla.
Than a taco.
A lot of times you have beans, whether they're whole or, you know, frijoles or mm-hmm. refried beans or black beans. I don't know.
You have a lot of denser materials
yeah,
that you're
yeah,
putting
rice,
in that burrito
It's usually much heavier than a taco, right?
Yeah.
There's more of everything.
It's usually about the size of a football.
The cheese is a lot of times melted if
yeah.
it's in there.
Yeah.
You know what I really like? And this is stupid. I completely admit this. And this is not Mexican food. But the Taco Bell Frito Burrito.
Uh-huh.
I love Fritos in a burrito. Man, that crunch is so great. And I've never made my own, you know.
Have you tried Fritos and other stuff?
Yeah, I have.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Fritos are great in things.
Fritos are great.
Yeah.
I like bold flavor. Fritos are great.
Oh, bold flavor. That's bold. What about... one of my other favorites is the enchilada.
Okay. What is it that you like about the enchilada so much?
The cheesiness.
Oh, okay.
The cheese.
It is probably the cheesiest of
the
staples.
Queso. It's the what?
It's the cheesiest of
no,
most
not.
Of these. You don't think so?
Come on.
You don't think the enchilada is cheesier than
think
a taco
this.
Or a burrito?
Well, we haven't talked about what is the cheesiest, but think about it.
I don't know. What?
The quesadilla.
I don't know about that.
Come on.
I don't know about that.
It's got cheese in the name.
I know that, but I think
an improperly made quesadilla doesn't have enough cheese in it.
I'll agree with that. I'll agree with that.
I love a cheese-filled quesadilla. I like a just a cheese quesadilla. I don't like other stuff in a quesadilla.
Oh, okay.
I like it to be just cheese. But there's a particular kind of cheese.
Do you have a preference?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what that type of cheese is. I've had it. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
It's like a Mexican cheese or a Mexican blend.
There
I don't
are a
know.
Couple of those.
Yeah. I don't know what they are.
You should try them all.
Isn't cojita a Mexican cheese?
Yeah.
It's not that, though.
Cojita?
I know it's not that I'm thinking
okay.
of.
Chihuahua?
Is that a cheese?
Yeah.
Maybe it's that.
I think it's from the Chihuahua region of Mexico.
Chihuahua?
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
Quesadilla used to be my favorite. But the enchilada, to me, is less cheesy. I mean, it's absolutely cheese-filled, of course. Mm-hmm. But there's the sauce on top of an enchilada, which is like a red sauce usually. And to me, that kind of saps...
Sauce.
What?
Or a green sauce.
Or green. Yes. And to me, that sort of saps a lot of the power of the cheese, because that's to me usually the primary flavor
mm-hmm.
you're getting
neutralizes
yeah
it.
I'm not in a bad way, but
speaking of this whole red and green thing, have you heard of the Christmas order where there are places where you go and you say, give me enchiladas Christmas style. And that means one red and one green.
I didn't know that.
That's a thing. I just found out about that recently, too.
Really?
I don't know where these places are. Probably in Mexico.
Wow.
Or Texas.
But you'd have to say one Mexico. Roja.
Yeah.
Y uno verde.
Or you just say...
Christmas style.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah. Well, isn't that Merry Christmas?
Yeah. I don't know which one's which, though. Navidad. That's probably Christmas. Yeah.
Navidad style. Gracias.
Navidad style.
Tostadas?
Yeah, not a big fan of tostadas.
I like them, but it is more of a chore to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Because you really just have like a hard shell plate
mm-hmm.
that you've put stuff on top of.
Yeah, they're not like, likely to... yeah.
It's good, though.
It's okay.
It's just not... as easy to consume. I'm trying to think if I missed any of the primary ones. Did we hit the majors? Mm-hmm. Chimichangas?
Chimichangas are great.
What is that?
It's basically a fried burrito.
Right.
Yeah. It's great.
They're all right.
Like, everything I say is awesome. You're like, I guess. I'll let it go because you like it, but really, I think it's bad.
Mexican restaurants.
Il Restaurante.
So these, again, range from feeling very authentic to feeling very American. But it's not easy to feel like you can't discern that based on the decor. Because I feel like there are so many Mexican
crossover
restaurants that I've been to where it is definitely authentic. Like, there's Mexican family running this restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and it is the most, like... cheesy,
tacky
American version of Mexican decorations
mm-hmm.
ever,
mm-hmm.
you know, which I kind of love.
And conversely, you could have like the most seemingly authentic, like familial Mexican traditional setting, but the food tastes like, you know,
yeah.
it came out of somebody's
microwave
cereal box.
I think your chances of a good meal are higher the worse the decor is. The cheesier it is, right?
That's usually a sign.
Like sombreros sign. On the wall and some sort of absurd mural painted somewhere, right?
Uh-huh.
And then those like tiled roof.
Spanish
terracotta roof.
Terracotta tiles. Yeah.
Somewhere, you know, like some fake roof somewhere. and then the vibrant, you know, green and red, like textiles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like the more of that, to me, I feel more and more assured that I'm going to get a delicious meal.
Are you a crazy color kind of guy? Like, do you like the walls to
yes.
be glowing?
Yeah, I want to walk in there and be assaulted visually. Yeah. I do like that. There's a few places around here that are like that. But they don't always, in my opinion, make good on that promise that I just described.
Oh,
unfortunately.
So there are some that have you've gone in and you've been like, all right, these tacky decorations mean I'm going to enjoy this meal like nobody's business.
And it didn't happen.
And then you were like, this was probably done by that guy who runs that blog.
Yeah, exactly. there's a lot of Mexican places around here, and in fact, I feel kind of like a loser because I until recently didn't realize how many there's a particular street, Cherokee Street.
Oh yeah,
here in St. Louis, that is resplendent with Mexican places, and I've only been to one of them on that street. I really now
which wanna, one?
I can't remember what it's called. It might be La Valenciana.
Okay,
it might be that. I know it's either that one or it's the one across from La Valenciana.
Okay,
and it was very good. I had a ingredient we didn't talk about. I had a chorizo dish there. And chorizo is a Mexican like sausage. Oh, it's good. it's hard on you though. It's hard on your digestive tract.
Oh,
all the way through.
I thought you meant it was like like abrasive. It criticized you.
Oh, it does.
Yeah,
from the inside.
You're not good enough to eat me.
Yeah. It was like I had almost like a chorizo casserole kind of thing there.
Oh,
it's great.
That does sound good.
Yeah. But yeah, there are a few places that were all kitschy and kind of like, you know, I was like, oh yeah, here we are. And it was a total disappointment.
No,
I won't call them out or anything, but
I've never had a bad Mexican meal on Cherokee Street.
I'm not talking about Cherokee.
Oh, okay.
In general.
Oh, okay.
I've only had the one on Cherokee Street.
Right. Okay.
That's why I'm excited. Like, it looks like there's no way to have a bad meal.
Uh-huh.
Because it looks like such a great collection.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
We are fortunate, I think. I mean, it's hard. It's very hard to do a terrible Mexican restaurant. You can have a disappointing Mexican restaurant, but I don't feel like I've been to some horrible American restaurants.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I can't say that I've ever been to a really terrible Mexican restaurant.
I've been to one, and maybe it was, they had just opened, so it might be that, but it really did taste like the food was microwaved.
Ugh.
And I was not happy with that.
Yeah.
And it was like cheddar cheese.
Huh.
On something that I got there. I can't remember what it was.
Just a plate of cheddar cheese.
Well, melted on top of whatever it was, you know. It might have been an enchilada. I was like, and maybe, I don't know, maybe that's authentic.
Maybe that's a style somewhere.
Yeah, but I did not like it. No, that's not the cheese I like. I like cheddar.
Well, at least we've narrowed that down.
But it's not the one I'm thinking of.
Take that one off the charts.
Yeah. Swiss, it's not Swiss. We could probably eliminate quite a few if we tried hard.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But I think my single most favorite thing about, and this will circle right back, my single most favorite thing about going to a Mexican restaurant is the chips and salsa.
Oh,
at
you
the
like
beginning
that.
Of the, it's so much better than bread, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is what you get at most restaurants. You get bread with some butter.
Yeah.
As a sort of a tease. Right.
Yeah.
Just
something to hold you over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I could just eat chips and salsa.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Lots of people do, I think.
But it's a minefield for me because I never know if the salsa I'm going to get is going to be full of cilantro. And there are some restaurants around here that it's like they get a bowl of cilantro and put a few tomatoes in it. And, you know, pass it off as salsa.
You should call them on it.
It's almost, I mean, it is like inedible to me. I think that people laugh at me. They're like, oh, get over it. Whatever, cilantro, just eat it.
And you're like, no, I'm eating soap.
It really does taste like soap
to
me. And I cannot eat stuff if there's too much cilantro in it. It is a very...
It's an inconvenient...
No, it's not inconvenient.
It is inconvenient, though. I mean, if you're
going
to restaurants. Yeah.
I thought you meant it's an inconvenient, like, to eat it. It's unpleasurable. It's displeasure. Uh-huh. It causes displeasure.
Displeasuring.
Yeah.
Displeasing.
Displeasuring.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
I know.
It's unfortunate.
But you know what a great thing is? Is the restaurant that makes fresh chips.
Mm.
Like fresh from the the
and you can
fryer.
Always
oh,
tell.
Oh, you could absolutely tell.
Yeah.
That is some there is divine. Like to get a bowl of or a basket of fresh chips. Oh my gosh. It's the best.
Will that make up for the cilantro salsa?
No.
No.
It, unfortunately not. But man, and I put so much salt on those chips, like I drown them in salt. I do. You're laughing at me. You don't believe me.
I do believe you.
I seriously, like, I go, like, I always have to, if I'm with people, I'm like, do you mind if I put a ton of salt on this? And usually people are with me.
I think you should, next time, you should be like, are you okay if I remove all the cilantro from this salsa?
Yeah, leaf by leaf.
Yeah.
I wish I could, but it's already in
there. I'm just going to scoop my fork in here. I'm going to pick this piece out. Yep. Nope. There's another one.
Even if you take them out, it's leached into there. Nothing can be done.
I'm sorry about that. I truly am.
Me too. What are you going to do?
I guess I'm going to go get some Mexican food.
Is it time?
You're going to go eat your salsa.
Can we?
Stewing. Yeah, I think we can.
All right.
What if the Archive River were made of salsa? Do you think if the Archive River runs all the way to Mexico, do you think it becomes salsa?
I mean, it would be terribly inefficient, but delicious.
Yeah.
Well, would it, though? Mm. The boxes aren't clean.
Oh, you're right.
Well, we should check, because if they're using salsa, we'd tell them not to. Okay. Put this in the Archive.